Michael Kelly filling in for Chris Ranji, and it's actually a perfect day for you to be my co-host because it is Labor Day weekend, and you are the first family of labor in the St. Louis area.
You and I belong to a union. We're both in SAG-AFTRA. I also happen to be in the United Food and Commercial Workers, Local 655 here in St. Louis. How about that?
Can I ask, like, what would prompt you to be, is that for your job?
Well, when I grew up, I worked at the grocery stores, and I just kept my membership with them throughout this entire time because I believe in the cause of fighting for workers' rights.
Excellent. Well,
and so we are going to talk a little Labor Day stuff. We're joined now by the president of the St. Louis Labor Council. His name is Pat Kellett. Pat, thanks for joining us on KMOX.
Well, good morning, Mike and Amy, and happy Labor Day weekend.
Happy Labor Day weekend to you. Now, full disclosure, my father used to be the president of the St. Louis Labor Council, and now you sit in that job. Remind people what the Labor Council is here in St. Louis.
Well, big shoes to fill with your father. He was a lion in our industry for darn sure. But so the Labor Council is a federation of unions and its members here in St. Louis, but we are associated with the national AFL-CIO, and there's some 15 million members at the national AFL-CIO and about 500 chapters. So we're one of those chapters here in St. Louis and about seven surrounding counties. We're nearly 100,000 members. And, you know, we work to, you know, mobilize and organize workers so they have a voice in the political process.
Well,
go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And so anytime you drive by a job, whether they're building at BJC or a local university or a new house, those are likely union members, and they may be carpenters, electricians, et cetera, and they all belong under your council. And under your council, you had a lot of stuff going on right now in the St. Louis area. In particular, Boeing, our region's largest employer right now, finds itself in the midst of a strike. Mr. Kellett, what's going on out there? What's the status, and what's your prognosis for the future?
Well, I did talk to President Boeing this morning, Mike, and the prognosis is good. I mean, let's first say how lucky we are to have Boeing in town, right? And I'll tell you, Mike, I've been out on the line, I don't know, a half a dozen times. I talked to those workers, and they feel the same way. They know how blessed we are to have Boeing here. And Boeing's doing well financially right now. I mean, you know, but it's time to share with the workers. I think the media, the national media, is kind of given a one-sided observation of what's going on there. I get to talk to the workers on a daily basis. It's time for Boeing to keep doing the good things they're doing, but also to share it with the workers on the line. They're a very educated workforce. You know, they're part of our national security, you know, safety in the commercial jets. And these men and women deserve a fair shake. And Mr. Boeing, our president, certainly wants to thank everybody's support. The public support's been wonderful. The union brothers and sisters have been wonderful for them. He feels good. They're going back to the table after the holiday, and hopefully we'll get these men and women back to work real shortly.
Well, that's good to hear, but the news there is that there's nothing's going to happen between now and the end of the week. It appears as though this strike could go on further into next week, so hopefully that will find its way out. Pat, we also saw a job action going on in downtown St. Louis with janitors. What's going on with the janitors in the city of St. Louis?
Yeah, well, I was fortunate enough to join that. It was a rally. It was, you know, let the general public and certainly Mr. Novelty know what we think of that. So there's some 16 janitors in the building, the Regents building in Clayton, and they make about $14 an hour with no benefits. You think about that workforce, you know, probably mostly taking public transportation and, you know, working in the middle of the night, and $14 an hour with no benefits. It's just no way to raise a family. It's, you know, so if we were lucky enough to have that building organized, you know, those union members make an average of $16 an hour with health care, with a pension, and a future. And that's why I was proud to be down there, you know, talking on behalf of those non-union workers. And hopefully we can talk to the owner, and get those men and women a better style of living.
Pat, you were talking about the negotiations with Boeing, and obviously you hear those of us on the outside from the negotiations between the unions and the various companies. And is it each negotiation is very different than another? Some might be more cordial, some might be more tense.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I have a building trades background, Amy, and we have a contractors association, all local contractors here in the St. Louis area. And yes, we have a very cordial attitude towards collectively bargaining for our members. You know, it's advantageous for both of us, the contractor side and certainly union members, working in the buildings that Mike mentioned earlier. It's business. Is it tense right now at Boeing? Yes, it is, but it's business. Let's pray that, as President Boeing said, that we get back to work here real soon and get those jets flying.
Pat, several months ago on the show, we had a Salute the Trades Week, just looking at all the different trades and the workers here in the St. Louis bi-state area, just how they keep our cities going. And I know that the trades need people. How is it with the unions maybe helping to recruit new workers into the trades? I know some high schools have some really cool programs now that are helping, whether it's construction or electrical or plumbing.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. I had the privilege of going out to a workforce development. I serve on a workforce development board in St. Charles, and they have a workforce initiative, a junior college building they just put together, and all the trades are represented there. And the nice thing is they go to the high schools in advance and recruit the young men and women, as the unions do. Amy, we are always doing seminars and such to basically initiate what the building trades have to offer for the young men and women and their parents. So there's a lot of outreach going on. I will say this, we're fortunate in the building trades. We're a well-known commodity, and we have a lot of men and women applying for our apprenticeships, more than we can actually always take in. So it's a pretty good problem to have. But yes, you're right. As a whole, there is a need for building trades workers and manufacturing workers and such.
So here we are at Labor Day, Pat, and Labor Day is always kind of the end of the year. It's also a time to reflect on where workers stand. As I see it, workers, and in particular union members, seem to be the sexy object in this upcoming election. We see both Republicans and Democrats finally talking about workers' issues. Is that as unbelievable to you as it feels like to me?
Well, it is a good feeling. It is unbelievable. I mean, Mike, you know us well. You know we're a nonpartisan group. But we are being attacked at the same time. Yes, we are. There is a lot of focus on the organized worker, the blue-collar workers. Amy and I were just talking about with the education stuff going forward. But listen, we're under attack. You know, these executive orders of slashing the right to collectively bargain is, front and center of where we're at as a worker in the United States. And, we're an educated workforce, and to slash our opportunity to collectively bargain with, which I mentioned earlier, contractors in the building trades or even on a national level. We have some 37,000 public employees in Missouri alone, and, we're slashing Veterans Affairs, those are doctors and nurses and technicians and such. We're in a tough place to bargain and work for better conditions, safer conditions, and continuing education for our men and women on the line.
Pat, president of the St. Louis Labor Council, Pat Kellett. Pat, what do you do on Labor Day? Will you be tipping a cold one and cooking up a pork steak?
Absolutely. We just celebrated with our workers this past Sunday. We had a nice parade and festival. It was fantastic, well attended, a lot of volunteers. So we're giving our members the Monday off, but I'll actually be out campaigning and working on behalf of this this next redistricting thing. That's something we're going to be working on in the labor movement and trying to talk to our legislators and change your minds where they're headed with that.
So. He is Pat Kellett, president of the St. Louis Labor Council, kind enough to join us here on KMOX. Happy Labor Day, Pat, and thanks for joining us.
Happy Labor Day to you, and thank you.